Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It was the other side. It was really the other side, Jim Morrison.
I mean, it was incredible. Let me put it this way. With 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, there was a better chance that Jim Morrison is still alive than that the Sixers would win the game. All right? Like, my God. All right, 215-592-9494.
I actually was thinking of you and thinking that you would feel that way at that point. John. I really was. I was thinking about Joe DeCamera last night, which is really disconcerting.
There were hundreds of thousands of people thinking about
you. We were all Joe DeCamera.
No, but we were thinking of John and how ridiculous.
I thought about him the entire game.
Are you serious?
John, I was like, John better be ready to take it tomorrow.
You're so lucky, John. All right, we're all lucky.
Holy cow.
You didn't think about that once?
I really believed that they were going to pull it.
In the first half?
I did not doubt. I knew that, look, they were down. It was ugly.
It was really
bad. 39 points was ugly.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking, man. Coming out at the half, we're about to see what Nick Nurse can really do. And by golly, he really did something.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to John in Mullica Hill. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. Thank God we don't have Glenn Rivers, because we would have lost that game
for sure.
So bad. What bothers me so much about the Sixers? Okay, if say you're Joel Embiid and say you're 7'2", why does he stay out in the key? Why? Can't he post up? It drives me berserk.
Look, he can. We've been through this a million times. It's a combination of things. It's a conditioning thing. It's also the way modern basketball is played. It's that he sets screens up top that foster three-point shots. I mean, John, there's so much three-point shooting in the NBA. He's part of it. He did make some big ones last night. So it's
that's tough duty, being asked to come back and play physically against a team as physical as the Heat. That's tough.
I think,
getting down low and banging, that's a big ask for a guy who's just coming back.
John, I'll say this. It would be interesting to see over a long stretch, 10 games, 20 games, whatever, a whole series, whatever.
Playoffs,
if a player were to play a big man, play the style of basketball you're saying, like how would it work or not? Because sure, I mean, he could score in the post, there's no doubt. But would you be giving up points because the team's not shooting as many threes and therefore not making as many threes? I mean, I've been wondering that for about 10 years now.
Well, like I said, thank God for the other guys, and I'm glad that they held out and to win the game. So, but if I'm going to pick anything connected to France,
yep,
I'm taking that beautiful woman in the New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty.
Big.
All right, you got it,
Statue
John.
Of Liberty is a big answer.
Wow.
Yeah, that does have a French connection for sure. Let's get to Malik Mount Airy. Malik, you're on WIP.
Well, my answer just went down the drain.
That's funny.
But, that's a good one, Malik.
Here's what I'll say. Nick Batum played an outstanding game, but we can't just, glaze over the fact that, yeah, even the greatest of the greatest players have had games where they shot poorly for quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. But Joel putting up 11 points in the fourth quarter to close the game out, plus 15, like eight boards in the fourth quarter, that's one heck of an outstanding job of him, especially if you're saying you're dealing with a knee, you're dealing with conditioning, you're trying to play yourself back. back into shape. That's I'm not saying he could have played better, but that's one heck of a shot.
It is
of energy going forward. Because here's the thing: that game is going to pay itself forward because he's going to have confidence in his fellow teammates that I can depend on y'all. I can lean on y'all when I'm hurting. Versus, I got to do it. Yeah. I got to put it all on my back. I got all the pressure on me. And guess what? If it's not me, we're going to lose. Because the first two quarters, he looked like he didn't know what basketball was. But he started figuring out. He started going to what he knows. Yes, he does a lot of play on the perimeter, which I don't particularly care for. But he also knows that nobody out on the court can. You can't deal with me on a post. You can't deal with me on a wing. So guess what? I'm going to shoot over your head. That's a smart idea.
Look, man, he answered the bell after not answering the bell, and he's lucky that there was enough time to make the comeback and complete it. Because
the team, they picked one another up.
Yeah.
They picked one another up. That's what good teams do. You know, and Nico, we needed him in his capacity, his specialty, you know, shooting, sniping from the outside and having some nice little defensive plays. And we learned last night that this team will scrap. And they'll pick one another up when needs be. And when the defense changes their plans, they're capable of making new plans that win. And that wasn't always the case.
Well, against that team, what about when they play the Celtics, though? You know what I'm saying? So, Malik, give me a big answer for Aerosmith tickets, something French related.
I was going to go with food, but I'll go with a potential Hall of Famer. This guy played in San Antonio, Tony Parker.
Yeah, that's a good answer, mm-hmm. too. Tony Parker, certainly a Frenchman. All right, let's get to some Jalen Hurts stuff. So you may have missed it yesterday, but Jalen Hurts had a press conference. First time we've heard from him in a couple of months. Really good question to lead off the press conference by Elliott about last season as it relates to, you know, a new season and, you know, obviously what's up ahead and a lesson learned. This was the first question asked to Jalen. It was a good one. Here's how he addressed the idea of a lesson.
What was maybe the biggest lesson you took from how that season ended?
I think everything in every situation, everything that we experience, obviously there is something that you can learn from it, you know, and I think the importance of us just continue to navigate things together, stay together, the importance of the work, the foundation that we have for ourselves, and the culture that we live by. I think those things have kind of reinforced. I think those things have come up in terms of importance. And so, you know, you have the off-season program. You have every individual in this building attacking different things to try and better themselves and help the team and understand, you know, you get to a point where everybody's given a role and everybody's understanding their responsibility they hold for this team. And so just attacking that, you know, but I think the number one thing is understanding the work comes first.
So, you know, I was conflicted on some stuff Jalen said yesterday. And let me be clear. I thought there was a lot that he said that made a ton of sense and it's well presented. And I like lines of thinking that he presented. But I also know this. Sometimes when I hear Jalen talk, I don't want to say it's getting Carson-esque. Okay. I don't want to go like there. But Jalen's got a lot of like the out there stuff. Like it's the big picture sweeping theories. It's the team stuff and sticking together and culture and like that is all good, important stuff. And that is stuff they should improve on because I think the whole thing fell apart in December. But I also need, believe it or not, a little bit more focus on him by him. Like I think the biggest lesson learned for him should be keep my ass in the pocket, step up and deliver the ball. Or be aware of blitz recognition and do a better job so that, you know, I'm not, like, completely drowning. If someone blitzes me, I go to the coach and say, hey, this guy's coming from here. Let's make sure we have a sight adjustment so I can get the ball out. Now, maybe he doesn't want to go that specific, but I don't know. I feel like you hear sweeping generalizations and theories, and it's like the kind of thing that would play well in corporate America. But, like, I'm not always looking to solve team chemistry. I just want better football. Now, again, that's not to rip what he said, because what he said's not inaccurate and unimportant, but just, like, be a better football player.
He's very aware that he needs to be a better football player. Very aware, yes.
I don't know about that.
The games, we're talking even the walkthroughs, every play is critiqued. He is criticized. He is told he's done something wrong on every play.
But he never changed it last year. And that's where it felt Carson Like, I want him to think.
Well, the problem was he couldn't change it because the offensive coordinator's approach was not what we were looking for.
Well, like, was he speaking up?
It didn't feel like they had a plan that was as effective as what we were hoping.
Well, they didn't. But I don't know.
What they did was they doubled down. Remember, like, that's what Nick says they do. They doubled down on what they know best. They kept doing what they were doing, and it wasn't good enough. And so, lo and behold, we've got a new offensive coordinator.
I'll ask you the question. Is it nitpicky to say you want Hurts to answer that a little different and have a little bit more direct ownership of specifics? Or that sort of generalized answer, does that suit you?
I thought it was a strong message for an offseason program to his teammates saying, stay together and work is the foundation of our culture. You know, that's essentially, if you boil it down, what he said there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pretty much.
That's what you can expect.
Yeah.
And I like that.
James, do you get frustrated with the generalizations, or do you think that's totally on point?
I'm starting to get frustrated with them. I never have before, but after last season, and I'm with you. I just want a little more like me. You know, it's me. I gotta do things better. I have to be better instead of kind of the general type of, it just feels like it's not really an answer in a way.
Again, I'm torn on this one, but that was my inclination. Let's get to Dennis in Springfield. Look, obviously, if you want to weigh in on the Hurts thing and what you make of it, 215-592-9494. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, gang. Yeah, I was there last night, and that first half, I would put that more at the feet of Maxey than I would at Nurse. He looked totally lost and confused. Nurse has something to do with that, but that was awful. The Miami Heat had 9 steals, if you want to call them steals, in the first half. Most of them were unforced turnovers.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. And Maxey was probably about half of them. I mean, he was just giving them the ball. Like, here's the ball. Yeah. Okay, you have it.
He just didn't. He looked so uncomfortable. He wasn't sure what he was looking at. I don't blame him. Like, it was really tough to figure out where they were coming from, going. That was really masterful.
But you know what, John? If he's a top 20 NBA player, he's got to know better.
I get it, but this is something that this defense has beaten teams. This defense has carried the Heat and allowed them to beat teams they shouldn't.
Well, Dennis, I've brought this point up before, and I'll say it again. You know, one of the things that has bit the Sixers in the playoffs many years is teams defend them differently in the postseason than they do in the regular season, primarily how they defend Joel. And so the Sixers oftentimes get to the postseason and actually haven't seen all these looks too many times during the regular season, and now they've got to adjust and adapt quickly on the fly. And I'm not saying that's easy to do, but it's the coaching staff's job to prepare them for all eventualities, and it's the player's job to be prepared going into the game for all eventualities. I mean, these guys have played basketball at every level you can. you know, since they were probably in first grade. So, you know, I want them to know better on the fly how to adjust quicker if need be, because it took a whole hour for them to figure out a freaking zone. And I know it's more complicated than a zone they faced in sixth grade, but it's not the first zone they've ever faced.
But the other thing is, it just seemed like the Sixers were still in like regular season mode, and they were surprised A by the zone,
and B
the physicality of Miami. They didn't match Miami's physicalness to the second half.
All right, Dennis, give me an answer here for something French.
Okay, I'm going to have to say when we liberated France with the Battle of Normandy.
Oh, that's a big answer
wow.
right there. That's a really big answer. Let's get to Hot Sauce right now. Good morning, Hot Sauce.
Yo, Joe, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, dude, you got to ask me that by Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, stop asking that at the end
Tuesday
of the week,
Tuesday at
sauce.
The latest. If you ask me that again, you're not getting on the show again. It's too late for me to remember it.
All right, cool. I just think they're done. They're finished. It's over.
Well,
and you just won't have anything to talk about.
I don't know about that. Look, the fact that they play the I'll say this, Hot Sauce. I think the Knicks are the worst two seed I've ever seen in NBA history. So
I agree with that.
They're entirely
so
beatable.
Why are they done? They're finished.
I didn't
over.
Say they're done. Hot Sauce
I'm
said.
Asking Hot Sauce. If you think that's the worst two seed of all time, like Joe, why are the Sixers finished?
They may get bad by that round, but they don't have it. They're
right.
done.
Hot Sauce, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Les Miserables.
You got it, man. Big answer. Mm. So Hot Sauce didn't have a ton of depth to his call, but the Les Mis, not only a great answer, but a surprisingly cultured answer for someone who seemingly could not give you an answer.
Maybe he saw it over his weekend.
Maybe he did. James, you saw the odds for the Sixers and Knicks. Pretty even?
Yeah, almost exactly even. It's -108 versus -12, so the Sixers are like the slightest of favorites, but it's essentially even.
So, but technically a favorite,
technically,
as of now.
So for what it's worth, it opened at -108 and -120, I believe, so it has moved a little bit towards the Knicks. Again, there's no plus. Like, yeah. They're as close, it's an even line, essentially.
I got you. Let's listen to Stephen A. You know, part of what obviously is a scare moving forward is whether Joel will be able to answer the bell game by game. Minute by minute. Look, they got away with it last night when he couldn't answer the bell in the first half because the Heat aren't that good. And Jimmy Butler's injury obviously changed the game. But Joel played a great second half. But boy, oh boy, at halftime, we were all down. Let's listen to Stephen A. at halftime. His quick summation, plus a little Michael Wilbon in here, because it did feel like a disaster.
He's missing lifts because he has no lift. They're coming up, sneaking up behind him. He looks lackadaisical, incredibly lethargic. Before the game, he's wrapping his hands around his knee.
That was worrying.
They're watching him, okay?
It's just amazing that he can go from that to what he did in the final 18 minutes. I mean, he wasn't even good in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, but around the six-minute mark of the third quarter, for the final 18 minutes, he played great. He did. Third quarter, he started rebounding a lot. Fourth quarter, he started scoring a lot.
He has that capability. It's such a great thing that he was able to see that. Like, that he was able to see, hey, my knee held up while I played this way, and now they're going to reinforce that as he watches the tape. That was a great thing.
Your reaction to the Sixers, a tale of two halves last night. What do you make of it, and what it means for you moving forward, what it means for the Sixers. Also, the Jalen Hurts thing. Nitpicky, you're on point when you hear him talk. Is it too much sort of out there stuff and not enough, hey, I got to own it. I got to be better. Here's what I got to do different. What do you make of how Hurts presented things yesterday? We'll play more of that in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll get into the Phils. They got a win last night. 3 games above 500 for the first time. All that and more ahead.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.